Hello.
Hey, I'm trying to reach Mr. Richard Shaw.
Okay.
This is Jerome with Forest Bass Houses. How are you? We had an appointment to speak briefly around this time. Now is still a good time?
Yes, I can talk with you now.
Okay, awesome. So just wanted to, like I said, reach out. I heard from Forest that you guys talked a little bit ago and had a pretty decent conversation. He had told me you were an awesome guy. You were just getting battered by call after call concerning the house at 412 Court Street.
Correct.
Yeah, no. Listen, on behalf of all those people, I'm sorry, man, but just wanted to catch back up and see if there were, I guess, any updates in the property. Had you, you know, I guess, gotten any offers you received and or sold or anything of that nature? I guess if you can enlighten me.
Okay, well, let me just give you a quick summary of the property as it is right now, okay?
Uh-huh.
I bought the property roughly 5 years ago.
Yes.
I went in and renovated it completely. I put in all new windows except for the kitchen, and those windows were in pretty good shape. All the floors were redone. The house was painted throughout the interior. I've had one tenant since I bought the house, and he's still there. I was over there the other day to put a washer and a faucet for him. The place is in immaculate shape. It don't even look lived in. And he keeps it like that constantly. And I'm looking to get from under it now, possibly due to the age I am now. I just want to put the money, put the proceeds maybe into liquid, you know, something I could readily access in the event that something did come up in my life. You know what I mean?
I 100% know what you mean, and I get it. It can be a lot, but kudos to you for, you know, putting in all the hard work, sweat equity that you did into the place. You know.
Well, just to give you a background, I lived in Maryland, Baltimore City. I retired from the Baltimore City Fire Department, and in my off time, I had plenty of it. Been a firefighter. I renovated houses, and I rented five of them up there for over almost 30 years.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, that's nothing new to me. It's just that when I came down here, I'd gotten somewhat older, and my wife don't encourage me to be doing the work I used to do. In fact, she sort of frowns on me doing work like that. But, you know, I could do about anything when it comes to fixing houses. But I'm just at the age now. I'll be 76, my birthday coming up. And I would just probably sell that house and put those funds in more of a liquid state for myself. I mean, we love going on cruises and stuff like that. That's what we do, you know?
Me too.
And I just want to reap some of the benefits of life for the hard work I put in. And to have the money coming in constantly each month, it is good. And it's still building equity in doing that. But I would probably be inclined to sell it if I got a decent price for it. And that's the summary of where I am right now. I hope that answered more than just one question you might have to ask me.
No, that definitely does. And I, like I said earlier, I completely understand and agree, man. I mean, I think we should enjoy all the hard work you put into life. So I definitely agree. And like I said, kudos to you for putting in that work. A lot of people don't and then look back and think, you know, where did the time go? But I'm glad you're
saying that. Yeah, I agree. But my friend, I'm just not to cut across you, but I can look back and I know where my time went, you know. And I know it's written that man should prosper by the sweat of his brow. You know what I mean?
Yep. I know exactly what you mean. Speaking my language now.
Okay. All right.
not to go there, but I definitely read the word too. So I mean,
okay, all right.
But yes, sir. And you know, from this property itself, you said you were looking to get an offer that made sense and made it worth your while. I know you had done real estate for years, so you know what, with the market and way it's going out in Lynchburg, what were you, I guess, were you looking to receive for the property if you list it versus cash offer?
Let me say this to you. I'm not in dire straits for one thing, if you know what I mean. You know, I get a constant rent every month for it. He's never missed anything. I haven't had any problems with my tenant. And that's, I know if I would list it, I could probably get more by listing it on the open market. But I don't want to go through all of that. And then I don't want to bring in the, I wouldn't use the word trauma, but just to have the tenant to think. I had a talk with him about a week ago, asking him if he were in a position to buy. I would even try to help him a little bit if he could. And he's looking into that now himself too, you know?
Uh-huh.
So, that, I mean, that's the way I am now. I'm asking $120,000 for the house. Given the climate here in Lynchburg, I know that that's a decent price for the house. There's a shortage of single-family houses like that. And they go quickly when they hit the market just like that because, look, it's time for a lot of people paying $18,000 and $2,000 a month for an apartment to buy. And that would be an ideal starter home for someone in that position. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, and so I'm not trying to be arrogant or anything, though, but I know just where I stand and I understand the dynamics of the market and everything. I do. It's not a great time for the interest rates, but they're coming down a little bit. But it's still time to buy for somebody who's a first-time buyer. And that would be the clientele I would probably be looking at, a young family who could come in. It's a two-bedroom house, maybe with one kid, and it would be ideal for them. I would think their mortgage each month probably would run about $900 a month at the most. And it would be an opportunity for them to get a start and build some equity. And generational wealth, it ain't just a word. It's something you have to put in force for it to pay off for your offspring or family down the road. But it exists, though. But it exists to those who take the effort to do something.
Yeah. Listen, faith without work is dead. So I completely.
There you go.
I know what you're talking about, and I definitely agree. 120 with listing it, I could see, you know, doing that. I do want to ask, had you done any, just from like, you know, doing normal research, had you done any work to the basement at all in the home?
No, it has. It's not a basement. It's a crawl space, you know?
Oh, crawl space. Okay.
Just to give you an update with that, I went in when I bought it. And I put that insulation in the crawl space down there over about a third of the house just to make it even warmer. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Cut your bills down too. So.
Yeah, there you go. And he said it made a big difference in keeping the place warmer, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I definitely understand.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I know you had also said you were talking with your tenant to purchase the property. Had you told your tenant your ideal number was, or had you
yes, I have. I told him my 120. That's what I told him.
Gotcha. 120.
I'll be straight to you, straight forward. I could get more than that, I think, for it if I listed it on the market. But if I listed it with a realtor, I'm going to have to pay the commission and all. And I'm not in dire straits where I have to do that.
Yeah. No, I understand, because that'll cut your profits down to maybe about closer to 90-ish right there. Cause
there you go. Exactly. There you go.
No, I definitely understand that.
Uh-huh.
And it gives some pause to the whole experience with listing. I agree, because it is a hassle to fix it up, stage it, do all that. Even by that point, you know, that's 10,000 there sometimes, but you said it was in good shape, so that's good too.
Oh, it is. It's in good shape. It is. And it's a house that doesn't take a lot of maintenance or anything, you know?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Had you ever gone, or you know, throughout your years of real estate, have you ever gone to sell a property for cash before at all?
Yes, I have. When I moved from, I'm just going to give you an update. When I moved from Maryland down back to Virginia, I had 5 rental properties. They were what we call row houses up there in Baltimore City.
Yeah.
I sold all 5 of them since I've been down here. And I'm going to admit something to you. It didn't go as smoothly once I moved out of town with a few of the tenants. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I did. I rented. I collected the money. I did all the repairs. I did everything. And my brother, I'm just gonna be honest. I was very successful with that. You know.
Yeah.
And I was getting almost $60,000 a year off of the houses. I was getting just about a grand for each one of them a month.
Well, that's good. That's definitely good. And I mean, you were doing what you had to do for sure.
Yeah, I was, man. You know, and the fire department, I had the time off to do, you know, a lot of stuff like that. We were off technically half the year, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's awesome that you had that flexibility, and also awesome that you were a firefighter in general, man. That's a lot of respect to you in your career field. I know that's outside of the house stuff that we're talking about.
Yeah, right? Yeah, but still, I just wanted to sort of enlighten you to let you know what motivated me to have the mindset that I do. And I'm not just sitting in the bleachers cheering. I'm sitting in the bleachers giving instructions.
Yeah.
And that sounds a little arrogant, but I'm being honest, though, you know?
No, I know what you mean. I know what you mean. Had you looked around and saw what other homes in the area were going for?
I had, and I looked at some in worse shape than that. They go for more than that. And I said, wow, it's time for anybody who can to go ahead and buy now. It's not going to get any better.
Yeah, no.
I was gonna buy another one out there about 3 months ago, and then I went in and looked at it, and I saw the price. I said, "Wow, I can't believe it! They wanted like $160,000 for the house."
Yeah, I'm looking at one now where they've. Now I can say a lot of these, when it comes to asking for like $160,000, they go through the works of staging and you know doing all that extra stuff, but it's possible. It's possible.
Yeah.
For sure. It's definitely possible to do that. And with that being said, I know you were wanting $120,000 with listing it itself. Go ahead.
Well, what I was hopeful of is that I would sell it myself and I wouldn't have to list it at $120,000. And like you said, that listing it with a realtor, it would take out almost roughly 10% off the top, I would think, maybe a little bit more in commission and other charges, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I do know. It's a hassle to deal with them a lot of the time. Then you got to go back and forth and, you know, work with people coming in and seeing the house while you got the tenant in there. And
there you go. And that's disheartening to the tenant. It is. And then he develops anxiety and all by way of that, I'm pretty sure, if he's not in the position to buy it, you know, and he's probably wondering if he'll be able to stay there and all. And look, I've only had the one tenant since I bought the house, and he's been great, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I do have consideration of him. And in fact, I don't think I'm in a position to dictate to whoever bought the house that he has to stay, though, but it would be a consideration on my part to intervene in his behalf and ask them if they would consider keeping him there.
Yes. Yeah, no, I definitely understand that. I definitely understand that. Just don't want to put anybody through all that. And yourself.
No.
You know, like you said, you're a seasoned gentleman. You don't have time for a whole bunch of mess.
Mm-mm. Man, I'm going to be straight. My phone rings every week with somebody talking about Cork Street. I give them the figure. I said, think about it. Call me back when you have the funds. But don't call me back if you're just curious or you just acting like you're in the business. If you know what you're doing, you know what you're doing.
Yeah. Yeah, I can agree with that. I can agree with that. And you're right. You know, don't want anybody wasting your time because it's precious at a certain point.
Yeah, it is.
Not everybody has it. So
I read somewhere where it says, teach us to number our days.
Right now. I hear you.
Man, I'm talking to you, dude, but I'm sitting here not being disingenuous, but I'm sitting there grateful as I can be. You know, each day is a gift, you know. It ain't a rite of passage, and man, I just want to leave this world exhausted and looking at time. You know what I mean? I want to be here as long as I can with some quality of life, you know?
Yeah, and I think, you know, having the freedom to go out there and do it and just having a little more liquid funds to do so will help you, you know, along
that. Mm-hmm.
And family, you know what I mean? It's not just, I don't know what your family situation is like, but, you know.
Well, right now, it's just my wife and I. We're both retired, and we retired in pretty good shape, if you know what I mean, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Enough to cruise around the world a couple of times.
Yeah.
Trust me, I just went on I actually got back a couple months ago from a week-long cruise. I went to Belize and
hey, I've been there. Mexico. There you go.
It's a beautiful place, man. The world is too beautiful not to see. So
yes, it is.
It definitely is. And you know, just about Cork Street, I know you're wanting 120 listing-wise, and also, you know, trying to figure out if the buyer can do so before listing it. I can say, you know, even cutting down those realtor costs and this, that, and the third, it would put you somewhere around like the 90 range after it, like we talked about, after everybody else would get their cut necessarily. I figure
a blanket 10% off the top if I were to list it, though. That would take care of the commission. No, not quite. It was a little bit over 10%. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, no, I was going to say at least, nowadays you see about 15 is what it's roughly being, just because realtors have worked in new fees on individuals within like the last 3 to 5 years, unfortunately. And it's, you know, a lot of people try to go this outlet to avoid those fees more because of it. So, but
yeah.
Regardless, we know they're going to get theirs, kind of like the government if you list it.
They will. Look, I sold the last house I was living in to buy this one that I'm living in now. And, you know, I had to pay $17,000 just to the agent who acted as a double agent, you know, and that's what his commission was, $17,000. And
and how much did you let that one go for?
I sold it for, wait a minute, $296.
Gotcha.
Yeah, $296 is what we sold for.
And that was listed, so yeah.
It was listed, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're going to get theirs, unfortunately, because a lot I'm sure you could have done with that
$17,000. Yeah. Yeah, but you know, but I'll even share this with you while we're talking. I showed the house myself for about 2.5 weeks. Everybody came in there, they thought I was the repairman. I let them think what they want, okay?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
I listed the house with him and his soul in 2 days.
Man, that's awesome.
Yeah, but look, I had about a dozen people to look at it, and all of them liked it, but none of them would buy it when they found out I was the owner.
Really?
I'm not playing a race card. I'm talking about what I know.
Yes.
I'm being honest. I'm talking about what I know, what I witnessed for myself. I mean, the house sells itself, really. It should, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. I mean,
yeah. I'll even give you that address. It was 371 Lake Forest Drive. If you want to pull it up, you can look it up.
That is crazy, man. I'm sorry you even had to experience that, but I know it's fact, and I know it happens too often. And
yeah,
listen, I'm whoever bought it was the right person to buy it, I guess.
Yeah, well, I guess so. Look, I still walked away with a sizable profit for the time I've been there, and I paid cash for the house I just bought. You know, I bought this house a month after I sold that one, and it worked for it, all things work for the good, okay?
They do.
Yeah.
They definitely do.
So I don't have any regrets. I was just sharing that with you just to let you know I see all sides of this stuff, and I haven't went through life with my eyes closed, you know?
Yeah. Listen, Kate, you got to keep them open in this life.
You're right.
You
but life is good, though. I'll tell you, what are you thinking? I said 120.
I'm piecing things together. What I'm thinking is I want to be able to give you 120, but I can say with buying homes for cash, we would pretty much be able to list it for around that cost and get around that, you know, as is. And that's also what we're in business doing, it, buying homes as is. We still would have to do some, you know, I haven't seen the inside, but just to get it to, like, you know, have an interior designer in there, do all the stuff that you would have to do with listing it, we would take on.
I have an agent if I wanted to go the route of listing it. It's not a problem to find an agent. I had 3 transactions with this agent since I come back to Virginia, and he is chomping at the bit. He likes me. He said I was one of the best clients he's had because he had 3 transactions with me in a short period of time.
Well, they treat you good when you go back and you got a new transaction for him, for sure. So I'm glad you got a good situation.
Yeah, I was the golden child for him, you know?
Yeah. No, I get it. Definitely do. And we are interested in the property, and I want to do everything I can to try to, you know, hop on board and provide more fluidity with your funds. You know, I know you want to travel more, so I want to do what I can to get you to do so.
But to be speaking frankly now, look, man, I've been on 23 cruises. I've been in the platinum stage with Carnival 5 years ago. And I haven't went limping in life in any kind of way. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, you sound like my hero.
I'm just telling you. I mean, I'm a millionaire. It's no big deal to me, though, because the million of today ain't what the million used to be of 15 years ago, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're right about that one. Very right about that one. Very right. And I mean, just being transparent as well, would you have any flexibility from that 120 at all?
I really don't know about that, though. I mean, I put some effort and time into the house when I bought it. I didn't just jump up and try to rent it. I took 6 months and done it the right way. I put in the windows, floors, all of that stuff's been done. Been painted throughout, and you know, I done some work on the grounds to spruce that up and all. I cut in a couple of trees. You know, I put up some awnings. I power washed the whole house. You know, I knew how to do all of that. And
yeah, no,
people begged me to rent it. I had about 8 people begging me to let them rent it. But I could only pick one, you know?
Yeah. I agree. I mean, you can't stick everybody in there, but. And I can understand the work you put in. What I'm seeing on my side, just when it comes to like numbers, I'm seeing there was a tax evaluation for the property. Are you aware of what they're placing it as? Like, you know.
No, I could go to Zillow and do that or something. I mean, you know, but you can give me the evaluation. I know what I pay yearly on the taxes, you know.
Yeah. And this would be just that report. They're saying 57.2, which I don't agree with, but at the same time, that's the city of Lynchburg. And for some reason, as of the last month, and I'm just telling you what I'm seeing on my side of things.
Yeah.
Being transparent, straight up as possible. The value for some reason went down about almost $13,000 in the past month.
I can't explain that. I wouldn't even endeavor to wonder why, I'll be honest, you know?
And I don't think it's a you thing. I really just think it's possibly just Lynchburg and the market right now. I don't think it's, you know, a fire started or something like that crazy happened to, you know, drastically value down. I don't think that is the case.
Just let me give you a little more information about that house. Right across the street from it, they done renovations to this land that was over there, and they have top-notch restaurants and everything. Restaurant right across the street. They renovated that whole block, and it's still ongoing. And the value, I don't see it declining. If anything, it should have went up. But that's just something you could Google and look into yourself, though, the
Yeah. No, I agree. When I type it into even just, or one second, just Zillow itself.
Yeah.
It has the unit split, and it's closer to around that 100 point right now. And that's just what they're saying, you know, list value. Zillow is very surface, but at the same time, they're saying list value is right around there. But for some reason, like in the MLS, it's just saying that that decrease has happened. And I don't want to be, of course, the bearer of bad news. I don't want you to, you know, dislike me from the information. I'm just being very transparent with you, like, you know.
Well, you know, information is power. You know, I understand.
Yeah, it is. So I want to be able to get you everything you want. But I when it comes to doing a cash sale as well, it's like avoiding all of those fees. We were just giving it to you straight up, you know, money in your hand. So I know you may, I don't want you to hate me from this offer, sure. But
let me say something. Your stock is up just by way of the conversation we've had, okay?
Uh-huh. I appreciate that. I really do. I mean, like I said, I try to make, even Forrest, you know, y'all had a good conversation before. Everyone in the office here, we just try to humanize the experience, man. We just talking person to person, and numbers work, they work. We want to make something that works for both parties, you know.
Well,
what
look,
I mean?
Nothing ventured, nothing gained. I mean, that's my philosophy, you know.
Yes, sir. And I.
You have that figure for me?
Yes. So, preferably now. This is just what underwriters have approved me for as of right now.
Mm-hmm.
We'd come in right at around 85,463 is where I'm at as of right now. And that's with taking into consideration the updates. I know you've done amazing updates to, you know, you painted that picture for me.
You guys are a business for profit, though. It's not like somebody who's looking for a nice place to live. And as such, your offer wouldn't be as much as a family who had good references and all to come in and want to buy. I understand that.
Yes, sir. And plus, we take care of all the closing calls and cut out any hassle. You know, you're able to just wipe your hands clean and really just take that profit and put it into those liquid resources, you know, quick as you want
to.
Okay. So it really does take out the middleman, and it does a lot of the time work out to being similar as if you were to list it, because going through a lot of those hassles and things like that. You know, time is money. Time is truly money.
Right.
And, you know, I want to be able to.
Okay, but you do realize you're speaking the language of $35,000 in deficit in terms of what I want. And given that I don't think there's much room for movement at all, and the chasm is just too wide, and much as I enjoy talking with you, I think we've gotten to the crux of what this conversation was about, you know?
Yeah, I definitely understand what you're saying. Is there a number, is there any way to possibly meet towards the middle or any room to...
When you said the middle, you're speaking of movement on $35,000 on my side, and there's not that much room for movement for $35,000. It wouldn't be worth my time to sell the house, even under $100,000. It wouldn't be worth it to me. It just wouldn't. I mean, there are a lot of decrepit and derelict houses in the city you might be able to get like that, you know, but you'd have to put a lot into them, you know? And what we're talking about is something walk-in ready now. And I think that just removed me from any consideration you probably would have, you know?
I can understand why that would do that. And I apologize. I don't mean to offend by the offer. I really do. This is just baseline what underwriters have approved me for. But what I can do is I can go back to them and see if there's any more room to meet you on your side of the fence. And also, I'll talk to Forrest directly, because I do remember he remembered your conversation very transparently. He even told me a little bit about you beforehand. So it was an enjoyable experience that he had. So, I mean, I can at least go to the boss's boss and make sure that that is the best we can do. But I can't say that's just, you know, where we're at as of right now, just with that market shift. You know, it would be different if I guess the market in Lynchburg right now just went through an up down. Plus, you know, we're having an election in a couple months. That changes the housing market all the time, every time.
Yeah.
Every time. So, you know, that's just where we are as of right now.
Okay.
But I
look,
can't.
Look, man, I'm not mad with you. Okay. I'm just being honest, you know. And you know, some people go window shopping, some people go to buy. It's a difference, you know.
Yeah.
When you wonder shopping, you're in a dream mode, more or less. But when you go out definitely to buy something, you know what you have to do, you know?
Yes, sir. I know what you mean. I definitely do. I do. And there, are you familiar with, before you go, are you familiar with Lorraine Street?
I know where it is, yes. It's off White Rock Hill.
Got you. Yeah. Just to let you know, for instance, even when it comes to like the market out there, that one's a house we were interested in as well. It's not as, you know, I'd say it's not as in a good shape as yours.
Mm-hmm.
But that one recently sold, what was it, 75, even on Zillow. It's 945 square feet. And you know, that's just what I want to. I bring that up because I want to tell you it's the truth about the market right now in Lynchburg. For some reason, it's just up, down, up, down.
Okay.
So, you know, I appreciate, you know, your transparency, and I just wanted to be transparent that about, you know, our situation as well. And I think maybe talking to Forrest and maybe even giving it a couple weeks, the market may shift, because after the election, things might go back up.
Well, after you talk to Forrest and you can sit back and watch the trend, maybe you holler back if things got a lot better for you. And, you know, but for right now, I respect it. I think I'm going to have to suspend the talk. I have something I do have to do, you know?
Oh, yeah, no. No, understood, Mr. Shaw. Understood.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was a pleasure to talk with you today.
You as well, Mr. Shaw. You have a great rest of your day.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.